The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Again, the Refreshment Club is off to a fresh start for a rollicking round of songs, stories, music, and fun with Don McNeil and his pals. And our host, the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, invite you to join us. Let's go. The Refreshment Club will come to order. Please answer to the roll call. Clark Dennis.
Here.
Ellen Jane Belkey.
You betcha.
Walter Blaufuss.
Present.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
Okay, Don, take the meeting.
Now, let's all go through our little daily ritual together, all right? Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Good old ice cold Coca-Cola. All right, it's first call to refreshment by Walter Blaufuss and the Refreshmenteers. I take to you. Freshman clubbers by now are pretty well acquainted with Helen Jane Belkey, our freshman club honey. Of course, Helen Jane and I used to ride to work together on the same streetcar, so we're acquaintances of long standing. Say, remember how we used to ride down the streetcar in the morning? We used to see him picketing in front of that hotel there.
Yeah, remember that, Don?
Remember those strikers, you know?
You know, I often wondered about that, Don. You take clocks, for instance. They repeatedly strike, but they never get shorter hours.
You got something there. Well, you know why I think that is? I think probably that's because they don't tick together, don't you? Oh, shucks. Helen Jane, you're going to sing what?
Where have you been all my life?
I hope he's listening.
Oh. Where have you been all my life? That my heart started beating, did yours? The strangest feeling, my head started reeling, did yours? I knew that very moment that we were meant to be together. Forever. Where have you been all my life? I've waited all of my life for you to appear. Now at last you're here. I never felt this way before. I only know I adore everything you do, everything that you do. I used to think words like I love. be a song, a phrase to rhyme with above you. But I knew I was wrong when you came along. Oh, where have you been all my life? Now that I've found you, my life will be so divine. Now that you are mine.
I'm sure, too, that you're pretty well acquainted with the various members of our Freshman Club Orchestra here. To mention a couple of them at their own instigation today, I might mention Carl Fossar, who's been grinning at me for several minutes. Don't seem like more than 6 hours to me at the time. But last summer, Carl Fossar, I'm going to tell you something about Carl now. He's this great big fellow we have here, first violinist. Last summer, he was cooling off in Lake Michigan, further out than was considered safe, you know. And a lifeguard rode up to him, and he said, what are you doing here, floating around way out here in the lake? And Carl said, oh, I'm just one of the boys. Lifeguard sure liked it. And we have Ralph Smith over there on the drums. Ralph is going fishing Saturday. Wants to get a perch for his parrot. Ralph has all these pets at home, you know. Now he even has a kitten that loves the water. It's an octopus. And then let's see. I think you know Harold Cooten, our trailer enthusiast by now, and certainly you know our Scotchman, Ted Wheeler, and you know Walter Blauf is our leader, of course. Unnecessary to mention Walter. It's unnecessary. He's giving Walter himself an appetizer, in fact, to mention Walter. He never needs one. Who didn't I mention here, Clark? Who didn't I mention?
Kendall's holding his hand up to his ear to hear his name.
Oh, Kendall, he's the forgotten man of the refreshment club. Well, did you hear your name, Kendall? The name is Kendall, spelled S-E-C-O-N-D-S-A-X-O-P-H-O-N-E. All right? Huh? Is there an A in it or an O in the saxophone? There's a read in it. All right, a little bit independent by the whole orchestra. Sure that you know, too, Mr. Clark Dennis, our Freshman Club Romeo. Clark, you're going to sing a number from White Horse Inn, aren't you?
Yes, Blue Eyes.
What?
I said Blue Eyes.
Okay, Blondie.
Blue Eyes, the skies are jealous of. Eyes of blue, the eyes I love, and the earth to me seems so heavenly when I dwell in the spell of your glances. Blue eyes, the sky would turn gray if your two eyes should turn away. For the love I prize lingers in your
And now we're going to have a rug dance. I'm sure you know by now, too, refreshment clubbers, what a rug dance is. The dance you do in your own home to our accompaniment, grabbing up one of your rugs and flitting nobly about the house with the shades pulled down. And what a dance it is. Let me read you one of the letters from one of our rug dancers, R.W. Lindbergh of Cincinnati, Ohio. Says, the other day, when you put on the rug dance, the music was so stimulating, and your suggestion so enticing that I felt so good, not because my wife is in Florida, of course, but I just felt so good that I picked up the rug and danced around the room. Now, that is where the rub begins. Some of my neighbors evidently have been peeping from behind the curtain. Now, I don't object to this, except that they evidently did not see exactly what they thought they did. Somehow, they've reported to my wife that I was dancing and having a gay old party. And domestic difficulties, I am afraid, might begin unless you help straighten me out and assure everybody concerned that it was merely a rug that I was dancing with. Just how will you go about it, I don't know, but I'm sure I can count on you to come to my rescue. Yeah, man. My suggestion to you is have your wife do the rug dance with you at the same time, and then let the neighbors talk, huh? You might try it this time. A rug dance today is a dance with the caveman. Got your rug, that's it. Fling the rug around. Stay with it. Be a caveman, like Tarzan. You know, fling the rug and say, whoop! Hop slowly up and down around the room like a huge beast. You're a caveman, like a huge beast. Well, do the beast you can, you know. In the cave now with all the little dwarfs and elves. Come on, you little sprite. You little elf. I don't know your gnome, but you're beautiful. Still swirling the rug from your left hand, dance around in front of the mirror and go grrr. Go grrr. Open your mouth very wide. Remember, this is a cave dance. That's it. Open your mouth very wide. You'll see the mammoth cave, or the papa's cave, or the kitty's cave, as the cave may, case may be. There. Well, I hope you did it, Mr. Lindbergh, Mrs. Lindbergh. Well, sir, Bob, then you remember last night out of your house after we played Skip the Rover and Mrs. Denton asked us to step in the dining room a minute. And, well, you really had something there. Tell us what it was, Bob, will you?
Sure, in just a second. You've heard me tell you on these refreshment club programs that ice-cold Coca-Cola is the natural partner of good things to eat. Well, now, don't misunderstand me. I do not pose as any food expert. The last time I tried to fry an egg, I burnt myself. But I do know the kinds of food that men like, and like even better with an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola. Now, here's what Don liked so much last night. Fill a bowl with rich, creamy cottage cheese, liberally sprinkled with salt and pepper, and seasoned with chopped chives. Now, put the bowl in the center of a larger dish and surround it with crisp potato chips. Then just dip the potato chips in the cottage cheese, and as you eat, enjoy an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola. Try this combination on your family. They'll tell you they've had a new taste thrill. Coca-Cola is so easy to get. Ask your dealer for the handy 6-bottle carton. Then, with bottles of Coca-Cola in your icebox, you are always prepared to serve a taste thrill to your family and your friends. All right, Don?
Okay, and is it good? Say, Helen Jane, how'd you get that rosy bloom on your cheeks today, huh?
Well, I've been ice skating again, Don.
Ah, yes. And what are you going to sing today?
I'm going to sing I've Got Something in My Eye.
I noticed that when I saw you ice skating yesterday.
What?
No.
What do you mean, Professor?
Huh? Well, you kept winking your eye every time a fella came by.
Oh, that's just because it's cold.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you were just blinking at your own reflection on the ice. Maybe it was just a skating wink, huh?
Oh.
I've got something in my eye.
I've got something in my eye, I think
Now I've got something in my eye. Oh, what a view. I'm seeing things, and I'm blaming you. It must have been that night, that kiss affected my sight. Oh, I've got visions of a bridal suite for two. Yes, I've got something in my eye, I know it's you.
Freshman Club. Let's refresh our memories with the vacant chair. You know, it's hard for parents to realize that they can't keep their children with them always. And what a sudden realization that their children have really grown up when it's time for them to graduate from school. As Martin Rees Pogue pointed out, when they graduate, there'll be that vacant chair at home. Sometimes, but at graduation, aren't we proud? We think a lot of things that we wouldn't say out loud. Slender girls in party frocks, and boys in suits and plastered locks. The orchestra plays, the preacher prays, and then the speaker, man of note, stands beneath the motto someone wrote, "Win if you can, smile if you lose." Sentiments like that they choose and hang up there to help remind us elders that they're not so blind to life and what it means. Well, mottos come from print machines, but maybe something in their thought will help them live the way they ought. Commencement, folks have called this night. Commencing what? I ask for life. Well, life, says one. Why, way back there they started that in the red high chair. You're prepared for life, some say. But life keeps school here every day. There's never these diplomas printed or any commencement places hinted, and no one ever gets prepared so as he can learn or get his thoughts repaired. This night is just a station set by man. They've finished this small part of someone's plan. And through these whole United States, our boys and girls are graduates. And are we proud? We think a lot of things that we wouldn't say out loud. This is the day for Bill Krenz, your piano pal, to really tickle those ivories. Bill has no favorite key to success. He uses all of it. And his fingers are just as light as feathers. That's why he can tickle those ivories like he does. Funny thing about Bill, he came down to work today all made up to do a Mammy song. I couldn't figure it out. But it seems that he's been saving money these days by shining his own shoes like Ted Wheeler does. And Bill got up this morning half asleep and shined one shoe in a suitcase. And so with shoe polish all over his hands, we can't let Bill muss up that clean piano. Let's see. Oh, I've got an idea, Bill. We'll just let you play on the black keys and call it Dizzy Fingers, huh?
Thank you.
Attaboy, Billy, that was swell. The Dizzy Fingers of Wee Willie Cranz, and he really plays it, too. Hi, Clark.
Hi, Don.
Going to masquerade party tonight, bunch of radio people go and go. This
no,
guy's
a
human being.
Huh? I don't think I'll go.
Not going?
I don't think I'll go. I feel a cold coming on.
Oh. Why don't you go as little boy Blue?
Blue, Blue, Blue.
That's life, I guess.
This is not a torch song. This is not a complaint. I won't brand you a sinner and paint myself the same. Oh, sometimes I wonder what's in store for me. Your love could open heaven's door to me, but you don't care a straw for me. That's life, I guess. My days and nights all start and end with you. Although I try, I can't pretend with you. For only dreams I spend with you. That's life, I guess. The world was bright when you loved me. Sweet was the touch of your lips. The world went dark when you left me. And then there came a total eclipse. Nobody knows how cruel fate can be. How close together love and hate can be. Goodbye, just clean the slate for me. That's life, I guess, yes. That's life, I guess.
What? What is this? Oh, that's life, I guess. Oh, this is the bride sings, or the kiddies, from both to both. Or my child is smarter than your child. There, there. Sit down. Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to hear you sit down. That's it. First of our bright things comes to us from Helen McGonigal of Charleston, Massachusetts. Says, a friend of mine has a little girl of five who was entertaining while her mother was getting ready. One of the ladies remarked to the other with a significant look, the child is not very P-R-E-T-T-Y. No, said the child quickly, but I'm awfully S-M-A-R-T. Well, we thought it adorable. The next one, yes, I know. The next one, quiet, comes to us from Richard A. Hollab of Grass Valley, California, who says, our little junior had been reprimanded and otherwise punished for his misbehavior by my wife. Not knowing this, I began taking him to task also. Little junior looked appealingly into my big pink face and said solemnly, Daddy, Mother has tended to me already. Well, we were practically convulsed the way he got it off there. One of the best things I'd heard this winter. Yeah, quiet, they're all through laughing. The next one comes to us from Chicago, Illinois. Tommy McNeil.
Oh.
Cute little 2-year, 3-month-old son of Don McNeil was a naughty boy yesterday, slightly provoked at having his dad and all his friends play with his block, and he seemed to feel that he should take it out on his small brother, Donnie. So he let him have it with a rattle. In reprimanding him, his mother said, now, Tommy, I hope you're going to be a better boy tomorrow. Tommy said, why? What's on tomorrow, Mother? Well, it was a panic, I'll assure you. It was one of the funniest things I ever heard in my life.
Thank you.
And so, with Walter playing Lucky in Love, from Good News, our time is up for today. But tomorrow, the Refreshment Club will be with you again. With Helen Jane Belke, Clark Dennis, Walter Blaufuss, and the Refreshment Club Orchestra, and our guest artist, the Ranch Boys. And oh yes, George Kaiser with a swell violin solo. This is Don McNeil saying so long. Until we meet again tomorrow, remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.